Hello guys, welcome back to my podcast channel, and this is Nuola. If you're just joining us for the first time, welcome to Adulting in Planet Nuola. So it's the new month, April. My apologies that I haven't been updating this podcast as planned. I feel worn out. I feel exhausted and tired. Well, that's not why I'm coming here to tell you this now. I have few things I'm going to put in this podcast before I upload it. But let me just say this. When people say, tell me what your podcast is about, I become dumbfounded. I become speechless. Like, I can't really put everything into words. But then I'm like, oh, listen to my podcast first and then you know what it's all about. Basically, it's just me rambling and saying my mind and talking about how I feel and how things are supposed to be and the phases I'm going through, if I don't really call it that or if I don't put it in the literal meaning. Well, as you know, and as I've said earlier on, this is Nuola in Adulting in Planet Nuola. Pardon the background noise, the noise in the background. Yeah, my mom is around. She's in the kitchen. We'll get to that later, about why she's the only one in the kitchen. Funny enough, moving on from this podcast, my mom asked a question and she said, oh, that your friend in Soso University, when is he graduating? And I'm like, he's graduating this year. And then she was like, hey, so he's a guy. I said, no, he's a guy and a girl. Basically, there are times where I tell my mom the truth. And then you're expecting me to come and say, oh, it was a guy and I passed the night in the guy's house. And literally, you know, you will not ask me, hope he did not do. And you expect me to say the truth, like, ah, he did. Let me know, like, I would definitely, like, you ask me, oh, you went to spend the night in a guy's house and you're saying, hope the guy did not touch you or hope he could not do anything. And literally, I told you that I passed the night in a friend's place. See, it's a little tricky here. I'm not coming to say every time I've spent the night in my friend's house that are guys, I've literally had sex with them. But not everybody has self-control. That is what I'm just trying to say. Parents will be asking their children questions and you're expecting us to say, oh, yeah, so the guy tried to kiss us, but we fought him away. The people that we actually fight off are the people we don't like. Trust me, if a lady passes the night in a friend's house, a guy, and something happens, literally, she likes the person. Yeah. Or she's just allowing the person, like, get to it because definitely she feels that's the only way she can repay the person, or so that she doesn't come off as a bitch and all those kind of things. Because people be like, maybe they are helping you. Why can't you just do this one thing for them? And you be like, another person be like, why does it be that the only payment you can require for is in kind, like sexual payment and all those kind of things? See, everybody's mind works differently. And I'm not saying sexual payments is good, but then people that resort to such have already, like, come to the conclusion in their mind that, oh, they've already accepted whatever they... First off, I probably have forgotten what I was trying to say. But all I'm just trying to say is whoever or whichever passes the night in a friend's place, they've already concluded in their mind that whatever decision they find themselves in or whatever situation that they have to compromise, they're ready to bear the consequences. But when our parents go, they ask us, did you sleep with him? Did you do this? You expect us to say, oh, yes, we slept with the person. Oh, this. We've already asked God for forgiveness and we've decided not to do it again. Please stop asking me questions that will make me lie. Definitely, I will lie. But then there are people that have self-control and then don't do those things. Yeah, people like me. Obviously, I'm saying the truth and I'm also lying. Anyway, this is me trying to confuse you and not convince you that anything happens. All I'm just saying is, we are Christians, yeah, but then if you're saying, oh, you're being celibate or you're avoiding sex or you're trying to stay purified and all those kind of things, if you fall for temptation, tell us, make we know they try build waiting, we know even get strength to build. Honestly, that's what I feel. We'll come across temptation, but don't tell me, you prayed and you overcome it and you, sister, brother, you fell for the temptation and you decide, God, have mercy on me. My spirit was weak. Try and feed the spirit. See, I remember I admitted one time that, I used to masturbate. Yeah. honestly, I've had tough times and rough times, but then I sing my way out of things. And it might seem hard, but trust me, there are times where I used to follow. I used to succumb to such feelings. As of before, I know I will succumb to it, even if I'm saying I want to abstain from masturbation, no matter the amount of people I've told or the amount of friends I've confided in, and I'm like, I don't like this thing. I want to stay away from this thing. And then I'll be like, I'm not going to do it. I will abstain. I will avoid. But trust me, if you have somebody that can uplift you spiritually, my guy, babe, I see no reason why you shouldn't do it. That's be uplifted or not to go and be masturbating. So people fall for temptations, but then still ask for forgiveness and try to continue their faith. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Anyway, let's go on a short break and I'll complete this episode and upload it. Thank you for listening. Please don't be offended. I'll be right back. Hi guys, Noah here, and this thing is on my mind. I felt I should say this. I have lived on my own without any supervision, like adult supervision or parental guidance in my adult age. And why am I saying this? I've been in a position to do whatever I like. Excuse me. And also, yeah, do whatever I like as an adult. But apart from wearing shorts, bum shorts, I guess, I don't think I could be comfortable as to want to reveal so much skin. Like the young ladies do on social media. Like, not like, maybe I don't have the opportunity. Or I do have clothes that can be revealing, but I don't think I could be comfortable, because then you have my guilty conscience at play, because I feel like, oh no, I'll probably catch a cold, or I'll probably have people staring, which is the main idea of wearing revealing clothes in quotes. But they'll say, oh, it's to, if you want to feel good about yourself, you do what you want. I'm like, you're an adult and you're responsible for yourself. But I don't think it's like that. I just had to say this because I think I've lost the momentum to want to do some things, to want to be pretty. Probably because I don't have anything that is gingering me to want to do those things. Even if I get all prettied up, and where do I want to go? In this life, everything is money conscious. But then there's time. If you invest your time, there's also money that is working alongside it. I watched a video on Fisayo, the tech YouTuber. And it was titled The Rise of Fisayo Fodu. I keep getting his surname wrong. And he says he worked at, he's a graduate, and he worked with maxng.com, I guess. It's a service, a taxi app or something like that. Oh, Jesus, I'm doing a poor job of this. But then he showed how the guy worked, saved up money to buy his gadgets, consistency, patience, hard work, and with time, the guy is enjoying the fruit of his labor. Now, why am I saying this? Fisayo inspires me. Koti EO inspires me. A lot of people inspires me to want to be creative and make the best for myself and figure out the best thing to do. Like, but our society will still have things to make you feel like you're not supposed to do the things you're doing, or this is not what you should be doing right now. Honestly, like I said, I've lost the momentum. I feel I'm having this crippling anxiety, and it comes with the self-awareness of how my brain works, or how I feel physically and mentally, and how I expect people to treat me. All this comes hand in hand and is so fucking entwined. I don't think I'm doing justice to how I want to do justice to this, because my brain is, pardon the noise in the background, the people that are working in my neighbor's house can be so loud, and so can I, but then I don't like being obvious. Everything is so freaking obvious to me and weird. I'm trying to take advantage of my weird or shy state. I can't say I'm shy. I won't say that. But then to some extent, I think I'm an ambivert, introvert, extrovert, or whatever. But then I'm a Nigerian. What do you expect? We are the way we are because of some certain decisions. I can tell you that for a fact. But I cannot say everybody is based on this. I mean, I cannot tell you should judge everybody based on this opinion of mine. Well, I just got back from work. Like I said, the momentum, the drive to do things, I've lost it. Maybe when I eat, or I'll find joy in wanting to do something good. Till then, let's go on a short break. I'll be right back. Hi guys, good morning. Nuola here. Welcome to Adulting in Planet Nuola. First off, I'd like to apologize for not updating the podcast this past weekend. I had a lot on my plate, and I wouldn't say that I didn't have what to upload, but I was self-reflecting, I guess. I was taking time, and after all the recordings I made, I didn't want to upload something that makes me sound like a broken record, to be honest. In as much as I want to keep you company, I want to give you content, and I don't want you to feel alone even when I'm keeping you company. I'm trying to get this right. I myself am going through a lot, but as my mom would say, what exactly is making me depressed? What exactly is giving me crippling anxiety? I don't know. But she would tell me, whoever finds God finds everything. You don't need to be worried about friends, work, or whatever it is. So I'm not coming on here to preach or paint whatever it is that it seems like. All I'm coming to say is, after a lot of self-reflecting, I've decided to do the things that I feel are right. Not like I haven't been doing the right thing before. I've decided to suppress. No, suppressing it will still come out. But anyway, it will be there, but I would choose not to get myself all worked up for nothing. To be depressed, I would decide not to let the things that causes anxiety get to me. So, social media is one of them, and not many of you know this, and many of you know this, but we still get sunk in by the things we see on social media. No matter how hard we try to console and compliment ourselves and be like, oh, we're not like every other person on social media, we don't do what they do, and we don't let things get to us. See, there are different form of anxiety, depression, and there's also different form of denial. That is what I know. I wish I studied psychology instead of public administration. Well, I still have a lot of time, but then it has made me a lot of time, after spending a lot of time thinking, it has made me come to the the realization that now me be myself problem. I am myself's problem. In as much as I want friends, I want a relationship, God can give me all of that. Yeah, some people be like, how is God going to give you a friend and how is he going to give you a boyfriend or whatever? Trust me, religion is different from Christianity. And if you want to argue that, you should probably reach out to me. I'm not here to be biased or myopic or whatever it is you think I'm heading at. I'm just here to tell you that I probably have a different direction. In as much as I want to share everything with you,
I'm learning that oversharing can be disastrous in future. But there's nothing I haven't shared on this channel. Probably you just haven't figured it out yet. You can know a lot. You can know more about somebody from everything they've said and everything they didn't say. I am one for talking. Like, I love to talk. But then, the people that I find myself around, I realize I don't want to talk to them. That has been eating me up slowly. And then I reach out to friends that I'll be like, oh, they didn't call me and I'm not going to bother myself. But then, everybody's got their own shit to figure out. And I'm figuring mine out. But I don't want to drag people into it. And I don't want to let figuring my shit out cut me away from some friends. From some friends, I mean to say. So, when I get to work today, I'll probably text one of my old friends. She's married. And she has two or three beautiful children. I don't even know how. So, I'm going to try to keep up, like, hold the conversation. Because I won't lie, I do need a friend. And God has created us in His own image. So, she could probably tell me what to do. I just hope she doesn't turn into mother and advise me a lot, because I might just get bored. If my mother advised me, everybody advised me, what exactly is left of the whole conversation? So, I'm not here to advise you, but help you figure this out. My mom said, me that I cannot figure my life out, how do I want to help somebody figure out his or her own life? How do I want to help people out of depression? I just know that there are so many people out there that don't have the help they need, that don't have the courage to seek help, to even speak out. So I'm here to keep you company. And if you listening to me are not one of them, you could actually share it with your friend that you feel doesn't want to say anything but needs help. Let the person just listen to me. And from my voice, figure out what to do. Probably read, go back to God Almighty. So many of you are Muslims. And so many of you are not Christians. So many of you are Hindus or whatever. I don't know. Not to sound offensive, but you have your religion. You could probably start from there. When you find God, you find peace. That's one thing for sure. I'll probably upload the rest of the episodes, the previous episode recordings I have. Only if you promise not to look at me that I sound like a broken record. Because I'm trying not to complain and nag about anything in all my episodes. Just trying to talk about how I see life, my point of view. I hope you get it and I hope you understand. And even if you don't understand, still listen. That's all that matters to me. And share with your family and friends. Did I say that's all that matters to me? That's one of the major important things for you to listen and to know that you are not alone. I've been rubbing body cream since I started this episode. I put soup on the fire or stew and it has burned. Sorry, that's not wife material, but I've off the gas. Only that now I'm at a loss because of my negligence. That's what comes with it. But I will do better. That I know. I'm improving. Even if nobody commends me, I'm commending myself. Only that we're working on these our anger issues. Yeah. So I'm asking God to take control. Shout out to my friends, to those that always call to check up on me. My very good friend, Philip. And to my female friends that I haven't mentioned your name, I know you also check on me by viewing my status. Even if you try to be like, you know, care, nothing concern you, you know, they monitor me. Anyway, that's not my business. Whew. My business is that we're all alive and I hope we make it to heaven on the last day. That's all that matters. Again.